Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 3, Chapters 11 through 16. We begin with Chapter 11. After the martyrdom of James and the capture of Jerusalem, which immediately followed, the story goes that those of the apostles and of the disciples of the Lord who were still alive came together from every place with those who were, humanly speaking, of the family of the Lord, for many of them were then still alive, and they all took counsel together as to whom they ought to adjudge worthy to succeed James, and all unanimously decided that Simeon, the son of Clopas, whom the scripture of the gospel also mentions, was worthy of the throne of the diocese there. He was, so it is said, a cousin of the Savior, for Hegesippus relates that Clopas was the brother of Joseph. Chapter 12. And, in addition, that Vespasian, after the capture of Jerusalem, ordered a search to be made for all who were of the family of David, that there might be left among the Jews no one of the royal family, and for this reason a very great persecution was again inflicted on the Jews. Chapter 13. When Vespasian had reigned for 10 years, his son Titus succeeded him as emperor, and in the second year of his reign, Linus, bishop of the Church of the Romans, after holding his office for 12 years, handed it on to Anencletus. After Titus had reigned for 2 years and as many months, Domitian, his brother, succeeded him. Chapter 14. Now, in the fourth year of Domitian, Annianus, the first of the See of Alexandria, died after completing 22 years, and Abilius succeeded him as the second. Chapter 15. And in the 12th year of the same reign, Clement succeeded Anencletus, after he had been bishop of the Church of the Romans for 12 years. The apostle states that he had been his fellow worker in his epistle to the Philippians, saying, "With Clement and my other fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life." Chapter 16. There is one recognized epistle of Clement, long and wonderful, which he drew up for the Church of the Corinthians in the name of the Church of the Romans, when there had been dissension in Corinth. We have ascertained that this letter was publicly read in the common assembly in many churches, both in the days of old and in our own time, and that the affairs of Corinth were disturbed by dissension in his day is adequately testified to by Hegesippus. This ends our reading of Book 3 and Chapters 11 through 16. And we'll move on to some notes and commentary. In these brief chapters, Eusebius describes the continuation of the Christian communities in the time after the fall of Jerusalem, during the reigns of the Roman emperors Vespasian, Titus, and Domitian. The focus is on the cities of Jerusalem, Alexandria, and Rome, and particularly on Jerusalem and Rome as key centers of early Christianity. In chapter 11, Eusebius notes the importance of the family of the Lord in the church at Jerusalem as they came together with the other disciples to select Simeon, the son of Clopas, to succeed James as bishop. Eusebius asserts that Simeon was the son of Clopas, or Cleopas, as he's called in the New Testament, the brother of Joseph, according to a tradition cited from Hegesippus. This is the Cleopas who is mentioned in Luke 24:18. He was one of the two disciples who met the risen Lord on the way to Emmaus, and also mentioned in John 19:26, where it refers to one of the women there at the cross and the tomb, Mary of Cleopas, whether wife or daughter or sister of Cleopas isn't made clear. Then in chapter 12, Eusebius notes Vespasian's efforts to seek out the family of David to avoid future insurrections and the persecutions that this led to. And this is noted apparently in line with the fact that the family of Jesus would have been part of the Davidites, who would have been persecuted at this time. Chapter 13 notes the Roman imperial succession from Vespasian to Titus to Domitian. And then it also mentions the Roman church succession from Linus to Anacletus. Chapter 14 notes the succession in the church of Alexandria from Annianus to Abilius in the fourth year of Domitian's reign. Chapter 15 notes the succession in the church of Rome from Anacletus to Clement in the 12th year of Domitian, and Clement of Rome is said to be the same Clement mentioned by Paul in Philippians 4:3. And then finally, chapter 16 notes what Eusebius calls the long and wonderful epistle of Clement of Rome to the church at Corinth. And he notes that this was read in the early churches and continued to be read up until his own day. And I have a review of the so-called first epistle of Clement of Rome, or simply the epistle of Clement of Rome to the Corinthians, in my podcast, Word Magazine, number 113. And you can listen to that if you're interested in reviewing that letter. Well, this ends this episode. Hope this has been profitable, and I will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.